الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This very short called a hadith, a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is short, but I think it's very impactful. So let me go into it. So we're talking about obedience to Allah's commands. And we see nowadays that people are disobeying Allah more and more. Allah say, don't sin, and we end up sinning. He said, don't commit adultery, we commit adultery. He said, don't drink, and we drink. Don't kill, we kill. We do the opposite of what Allah tells us to do and don't adhere to his commands. But the Muslim is to obey Allah's commands. Let me get into it. A summary of what I'm getting ready to read is that the Muslim must obey the commands of Allah unless it is an act of disobedience. So let me get into that a little bit. It was narrated that Ibn Umar said, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, the Muslim must hear and obey whether he likes it or not, unless he is commanded to commit an act of disobedience. Meaning, if he is commanded to commit an act of disobedience, then he is not required to hear and obey. Submit now what I thought now, to hear and obey. So a quick lesson we see from this, and you can listen to this particular episode again. Obey all lawful orders given by Allah. Explanation is, this hadith explains that Muslims must always obey Allah, obey the commands of Allah, no matter what. This means that if a Muslim is asked to do something by Allah, they should do it without hesitation or question. However, if a Muslim is asked to do something that goes against the teachings of Islam, then they are not required to follow this command and should instead disobey it. This hadith emphasizes the importance of following the commands of Allah and encourage Muslims to be obedient in all matters related to their faith. It also serves as a reminder that obeying any command from Allah is not acceptable, or let me say, it means disobeying any command from Allah is not acceptable and will have consequences in this life and in the hereafter. So let me read that last part again. It also serves as a reminder that disobeying any command from Allah is not acceptable and will have consequences in this life and the hereafter. So we see from this very short saying for Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, may peace and blessings be upon him, is that we as Muslims, we don't have the choice. We obey what Allah says, and anything that goes opposite of that, we disobey it. If Allah says go up, we go up. Something else says going down, going against what Allah commands us to do or directs us to do, then we are not to obey it. And we think we may be getting away with it today, but when we go before our Lord, naked and uncircumcised, we are going to have to explain ourselves. Although Allah fully know why we did what we did, we may try to explain ourselves, our hands speaking without us controlling it, our mouth speaking without us controlling it, our eyes speaking for or against us without controlling it, our ears, what we heard, answering Allah's questions without us having any control over it, our feet, our hands. You all heard this from me before. And so we have to be very, very careful, because we control in this life our feet, our hands, our eyes, those things. We control what we hear, what we see, and where we walk and what we touch. We can pretty much control that now in this life. But then we go before our Lord, and he puts sort of a, if you will, a kind of a shield around us, and just you and your Lord there individually. And then he'll ask various questions of us and why we did what we did, or why we went where we went, why we touched what we touched. And then our body parts will answer, and our tongue and all will answer for us or against us. And Allah tells us to do something, commands us to do something, we have to do it. Anything opposite of that, we have no choice. We cannot do those things. Knowing that one day we're going to meet our Lord, and we're going to either be in the paradise forever, or we're going to be in the hellfire forever, or Allah decided to relieve us from the hellfire, then that's up to Allah. But the beautiful thing about it, my beautiful students, is that you want to stay in the good graces with Allah. You want to be in trouble with Allah. We have right now, while we're above ground, we have pretty much full control over our body parts. But then when we're under the ground, and a day when we return from underground and return to Allah, or standing before Allah, we're going to have to explain ourselves and what we did. He's going to ask about our time, how we spend our time while we're on earth, or we're living, our health and our wealth, our youth. All these things he's going to question us about, and not really asking us to speak on it like we're doing right now. It's like he's on our individual, our hands and our feet and our legs, all these things they're going to talk with no control whatsoever. And we won't have any control over them at all, because Allah will command them to talk, and then they will talk. That is not a problem for Allah to do. When Allah created Adam, the first man, he said, be, and it was. Kun fayakun, be, and it was. Adam was just there. Then his wife was just there. And that's up on Allah. He can do that. And very easy, he can make us say, our body parts speak for us or against us. So try to do as much good deeds as you can, so your body parts will say good things about you, what you've done. My students who are not Muslim, please open up the Quran. That's a textbook that you have to have for this class. Open it up and read it for yourself, and go to it and with clarity, and ask Allah to give you clarity, so you'll be able to understand what you're reading. That you're asking Allah to not to put the seal on your khatam Allah. You don't want Allah to put a seal on your heart, or on your hearing, or on your sight. You do not want Allah to do that for you. And so please, you beg Allah not to do that, not to put the seal upon your rishab, not to put a covering or a shield on your sight and on your hearing and on your heart. And also that we are not sumbun bukmun umyun, that we are not deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth that Allah allows to see and to hear and to understand what we're reading from the Quran. So you ask Allah for this. Oh Allah, give me understanding. Even you all who are not Muslim, ask Allah, give me some understanding of what you are commanding us humans to do. Allah created us, and Allah knows what we need and knows what we don't need. He knows what we need to be close to, and know what we need to be away from. And so we read the words of Allah and do our best to obey the words from Allah, because there will not be any more words after this from our Creator. This right here, particular book, the Quran, is the last revelation sent to mankind, the last warning sent to mankind, and the next thing that's coming will be the day of judgment. And I believe I spoke to this before, or as one of our episodes, talking about what occurs on the day of judgment and about heaven and about hell. So I talk about those things. So go to my previous episodes so you can learn more about these particular areas. These are areas you have to believe in. I know it may be difficult. We only see what we see. We only believe what we see. But the thing is, with Islam and most faith, you have to believe. It's all about belief. Believing in the unseen and in adhering to what Allah tells us to do and what Allah tells us not to do. And you don't lose anything. You're doing what Allah tells you to do. You're doing what Allah tells you not to do, or you're not doing what Allah tells you to do. Stay away from those things that Allah tells you not to do. That way, you're not losing anything. You meet your Lord, and then you say, I, to the best of my ability, I did not do things you told me not to do. And I did things to the best of my ability, those things you told me to do. So please be right before your Lord and be right going into the grave. Only three things go with you to the grave, and two things leave, and one thing go in the grave with you, and that is your family, your wealth, and your deeds go with you to the grave. And your family and your wealth is the things that walk away from the grave, and then what goes into the grave with you are your deeds. Good deeds, bad deeds, obeying Allah and not obeying Allah. Those are the things that go into your grave with you. And don't think you're getting away with anything. Allah can see a black ant sit on a black rock on a black night. And so he can very well see what you are doing and what you have done. And the angel on your right writing down your good deeds, and the angel on your left shoulder writing down your bad deeds. So you're not getting away with anything. We're all going to have a book. We're going to get our book given to us in front with all the good that we've done, or maybe given to us from behind us, all the bad that we've done. It will be in the book. And Allah doesn't need a book. Does not need your kitab. He doesn't need your particular book record. He already knows. But he wants you to explain to him the things that you did, or your body parts explain things you did and things you did not do. So my beautiful students, when I'm finished, when this class is over, it's about over. So I want you to open up Quran anywhere you want to, just open it. And by Allah's will, that Allah opened up your heart to understanding and not put the seal of understanding on your heart. So I ask you, all my students, to please, Muslim and non-Muslim, open up the book. And any place that you open up the book, you will learn something from it. Ask Allah to help you to learn something from it and get an understanding of what you've read, and then to implement it in your life. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host, your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.